story. Continuation of this one I made today. The religious leader in that country. Now, this is of course taken from, directly inspired from this Khomeini, who, this man who heroically gave his life. Here I sit in my office. If they want to bomb me, then God decides. And he was bombed and killed, and that's what we have shown so far. This is in the graphic novel here. And so I kind of ended it there, and the big fire, and you see his body burning there. Just very realistic, and then as realistic as we can make it. He himself walking away from there. He's now in Pretoria. He's standing there, and people are gathering around, screaming and crying, and it, fire brigade is coming, and it's a big mess. Well, Khomeini is killed, and you know, bowing and Allah and all that. And then they're talking, you know, he refused to go down in the bunker. Why? And someone else, you know, he's, this is how a hero goes back to God. And he is now becoming a martyr, a mythological figure. This is the way. This is the example to show. These mothers will tell stories to their children, to their young sons, and they will all grow up, and it will all grow among them, the grown-ups, the hatred for the Western devil, the Western devils. The Europeans and the Americans. And we find how the people who, even those who were before critical against him, they start to unite now. And we can see it was just a very wise thing to do for him, for his country, for his people, which he tried to serve the way best he could. And he was 86, and so on. I think we spoke about it before. But here we follow him. What is he doing now? He's walking around now in his, he still has his kind of similar clothes on. But maybe now a bit more dignified. But not much different. And he may then walk around here in our story. Because it could really, I mean, we wanted to make it as, you know, about this little country. Broke against the corporate rules and therefore is seen as a competitor and therefore should be killed, you know, eliminated, so therefore war. I mean, it has kind of come so far, not explicitly admitted, but basically it's how it works. You know, it's a law of the jungle, you've got to survive here. Kill or get killed, eat or get eaten. This is the what you more and more find coming up there from those white Western beings there. It's a materialism. And materialism, it gets demoniac, it gets devilish, it gets cruel. It gets law of the jungle. We are the strongest, we eat you. We don't care about you. We care about ourselves and our families, our great nation, and we are simply defending our interests. We are the strongest, just accept it. And this will show. And it doesn't have to be a nation, but people, several nations, they're spread out. Certain mentality there. And gradually we can maybe show it more like that. We find that kind of people all over the world in different costumes, different appearances, but same mentality. And then the dharmic ones, the upward spiral going ones, same. And there you got the devotees, and you got the Buddhists, and you got the those who are no ists at all, but who just want to be good, and those who just want to be servants of God and God's all children. So we see these two sides not really anymore being east, west, north, south sides, or maybe those directions that will just change meaning a bit. I don't know. But this man, he could be found throughout our story walking around sometimes. And there were maybe more of those. They're still walking around on earth for a while before going further. Looking here and there, thinking, contemplating the situation, did I do the right thing? You know, maybe speaking to friends or relatives, family members in their dreams. And maybe also repenting the bad things I did, suffering I caused so many people. And then we can see this in our story. And the big emperor on the other side, thinking, you know, I'm the lion of the jungle. Do what I say or perish. And he dies. Maybe in a even in an embarrassing way, not heroic at all. Intestinal problem or something due to too indulgent living, sexual disease, whatever, and dying, or maybe being shot, I don't know. You too, my Brutus. I mean, we can run the Caesarian scene there if we want, whatever. And then he's also stepping out, looking at all this from Pretaloka. And further up there are the Pitris, his ancestors, their ancestors, families, still staying together there for a while, looking after their descendants, their children, grandchildren. And then eventually it's time to move on, so we can show that. And as I see it now, it's like visually we can make it look like, you know, you have these men walking around there. They are in Pretaloka, they are, some would say ghosts, some would say angels, whatever they are remaining for a while on earth, walking around. And again, part of that then is to, you know, the judgment of society, them thinking about their lives and feeling the feelings of others that they caused, feel that, and so on, to see what they have done. And this fat old man from the empire, the big emperor, will then see and meet those hundreds of thousands, maybe, of people from different parts of the world that have died because of decisions he made. You said this, you did this, they will tell him. And that's why we are all here. Well, that's not the problem, that they are here, because it's better to be here than down there. But this is how we felt then. This is the suffering that you had, that you put our families, our children, our wives, our husbands through. Look, feel how it feels. And you know, that's hell. And it will take some time to go through until you have felt it enough. Until your heart changed. For real. Then you have repented. And from hell you're ready for purgatory, becoming a good person, showing that you are a good person, doing good, serving. The big emperor becomes a poor Indian woman. African, South America, whatever, countries that he made that way, he and his bodies, his families. So this we can show. It's an interesting perspective. Thank you very much.